Thank you for having me here. My name is Tian Yi from Texas A&M University. Work with Dr. Harding for this run module project. Today I will give some update about run module handling logistic and cover damage project. So in this project, I mainly focus on technical support, organizing the data logging system. Adoption of run module technology is increasing. We know that it has efficiency benefit for CAD and procedures producers. For now, the only use of RFID is most of the time is on harvester, and that's basically only like to locate where we meet the wraps. But it has other potential benefits like identification, eliminating paper tags, and automated inventory management. Speak of RFID, it stands for radio frequency identification. Basically, it's used radio wave to sense, to get information to special tags in long distance. It have a different frequency protocols, low frequency, high frequency, ultra high frequency, different frequency can give a different range of detect the distance. So in this study, we use ultra high frequency. I believe it's 900 million hertz, so it can detect the RFID tag in several meters. We all know that. Just remember, we used to have a kind of simple procedures. We made modules and use a model track to deliver the module into the gene yard, and that's it. But for now, we have things a little bit complicated. So we have some new intermediate stages, like we staged the cotton bales and at the edge of the field, loading them on the flatbed trailers, deliver them to the gene yard, and even sometimes we need a module truck to deliver to the module feeders. So we have not really think about what are those extra costs could cost from these new stages. So to answer that question, some new technology we need to use. RFID tags provides a unique identifier, integrate with GPS, to help us to track the equipment movement in the field or gene yard. Also, we can use the CAN bus to record the field use and other machine parameters. This is another headache thing, wrap damage, contaminations. In this image, I think you can see there's some scratch on the edge. Well, we can take a guess that maybe it's caused by the spear of the forklift or the side of the module truck, but we really not sure about that. So we like to integrate a camera system and record, identify the source of the wrap damage. And because we all know the contaminations could highly impact the quality of the fiber. Objectives, conduct time and motion studies of cotton unloading operation cycle using RFID tag and measure time saving resulting from the using RFID tag. Also using RFID tag identify the additional opportunities for improving the ginning efficiency, determine cause and frequency of wrap damage. This is a commercial RFID readers in the market. I believe Dr. John Vanera used these readers to build a really decent RFID system. You can correct me if I'm wrong. It totally cost like $7,500, about that. This is a really decent and proper system from a lot of study objectives. It worth the money, but in our case, we need to install multiple systems, can cover all stages of the module handling, not only on the forklift, only or even motor truck or other phases. Also, we want to collect the data in several multiple producers or genes. So in other words, we can't afford that. So we try to develop our own system. So we use Raspberry Pi as a data logger, also the micro, the central computer. So, you know, there's a cheap one, like $40, about $40. Open source languages, you know, Python, and easy to, they have a lot of freedom to customizations. Also, we have our RFID modules, Mercury, and M6E, compared to the $600 cheap on previous slide. This one's cost less than $400. And you'll see the cameras, cameras are just regular security outdoor cameras, $50 for each one. And GPS modules, we reduce some function compared to the commercial RFID system, but also we add some extra function on that. Here's an example to show you what kind of information you can collect. On the top is the GPS coordinate, latitude, longitude, and on the bottom you can see that that's the tag information is RFID tag information. Of course, we have other information we collect. So if you notice, when you're taking pictures with your cell phone, you import them into your computers, right-click on the image. You can always check the properties of your image. They give you a lot of information, what time you take the pictures, where you take the pictures, like what's the manufacturer of the cameras, a lot of detailed information, even the resolution of your images. So we attach the RFID information and the GPS location to that metadata. So it gives you a benefit that when you see a damaged modules in the pictures, you can easy to see which module it is and where the wrap was made. And you can easily to track the source of this module. When you realize this may have a potential source of contamination. This year, September, we start to test our system, thanks to our corporate engineers. This is Caterpillar forklift. On the top, this is a little bit small, so I ate some arrows. These are right arrows, the cameras. So we have two cameras on the top, one camera at the bottom. And here we have two RFID antennas. One on each side. And we have some preliminary result, not fully result, but some preliminary result. This is a case study during 8 minutes long. Totally about 600 images and 600 GPS points were recorded. Those red dots are these the point we record the GPS information. And then I connect all the point to form a route. So just for information, the image is not the real-time images. This is the Google images we got from websites, just in case you see the route is across some module. So it looks weird. But you see, this the total length of this route is about 4 kilometers, which means that's during 80 minutes. This is how long this forklift moving. I think there's a stages to unload the cotton and arranging the gene yard. So here's example of how the image looks like. That's for single modules. So remember, we have three cameras, two on the top and one on the bottom. And we realized that there's some overexposure problem on the top ones. You know, in Texas, we have a really strong sunshine. And there's also the shiny, and the shiny wraps in the short angles. So next year we probably will improve that. Maybe add a shadow on the top of the cameras, or use some better cameras. Here are some future works. As I mentioned, not only want to put our system on a forklift, and so in future we want to put our system on a motor truck. So this year we want to do that. We did that. So a little bit different is this system have four cameras instead of three, and there's a little bit complicated for in this scenario because you know the motor truck is a monster, so it's really long. So we have to have our data logger system, the center computer, at front near the cab to access the power. But we have to have our antenna and the cameras at the back. So which means we have to make our a really long USB cable to transfer the data, like 5 meters long cables. So that's long distance could cause the signal attenuation, sort of thing. So we are trying to solve this problem in next year. And also we want to fix the camera exposure issues and continue analysis the machine location data and the images. So here comes the conclusion. So we successfully developed an RFID system to collect the image of cutter module with RFID tags, and handler location. The system was able to provide the necessary information to evaluate the machine efficiency and red damage during the handling. Last but not least, we want to thank Cutter Incorporated for funding. Also, we want to have many thanks to our cooperating producer and the engineers. Thank you.